Simen Shin Yud, Siv Vav. Mechaber says that anything that's mux on Shabbos, in ala metaltala, in ala muvit, you also cannot put a kli under it in order to catch it if it falls, because when the muxa falls into this kli will now also become asr and total. And it comes out that this kli, which used to be a functional, usable kli on Shabbos, no longer could be used. It's called the mevatal kli mehechana. You mevatal the kli from its muchan, from its usage that it had that could have been used on Shabbos. And Mr. Brewer brings from the Torah, the problem is that it's like Seisr. We know there's a malach of buying and building on Shabbos, there's a malach of Seisr destroying something on Shabbos, and Zifr being Seisr the Kli. However, the Mechaber says that you could put a Kli over a Dara Muktza to block it and to cover it, and that's fine. And Mr. Brewer explains the Chiddush is that even though there's a Shita on the Gemara, the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, that's also a Metalto Kli for a Dara Muktza, you can only Metalto Kli for a Dara Mutter, that we don't paskin. And therefore, it's mutter to metal to a kli in order to protect and cover a davar muksa. However, the Mishnah Berurah says when you do this, you have to be careful not to touch a davar muksa. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, even though you are allowed to touch davar muksa, here we're talking about something that when you touch it, it's going to move very easily. And therefore, if you're careful not to touch it, for example, let's say a raw egg is muksa, and if you touch it, it's going to move very easily because it's round and it rolls. Then you have to be careful not to touch it. You're covering it with a kli, be careful not to touch it. As opposed to something which, if you touch it, it's not going to move, then you could touch on Shabbos even if it's muksa, because no iser in of itself touching muksa, it's only a problem to move muksa on Shabbos. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber discusses a bed that you had money on it, or even if you don't have money on it now, but Ben Hashmosh, at the beginning of Shabbos, there was money on it, and that money was meant to be on it, it wasn't forgotten there, as Mishnah Berurah explains, rather it was put there intentionally on the bed. So now this bed is also metaltal, it's also to move it on Shabbos. You know, a bed, a mita in of itself, is not a davar muksa. But since the bed, now, or at least by Ben Hashmosh, the beginning of Shabbos, was holding the davar muksa on it, the money on it, so it becomes a basis davar aser, and becomes muksa. Even if right now the money is no longer on it, the money fell off, or a guy or a child took the money off, migus gatsar the Ben Hashmosh, once the bed was muksa, the beginning of Shabbos, Ben Hashmosh, because it was holding the money, it's gatsar the kul yom, it becomes muksa for the entire Shabbos. And their must speaks out that even if it's a gufa and mekaymai, you're not allowed to move the mita, move the bed now, because it gets the din of the muksa. And since money is muksa machmas gufa, and it's awesome and tal to even if it's a gufa mekaymai, the mita of the bed gets the same halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch says that who did any davar heter that has iser put on top of it intentionally becomes a bus as a davar asr. However, Zok the Mechaber, if now there's no money currently on the bed, and Ben Hashmosh at the beginning of Shabbos there also was no money on the bed, that's mutter to metal to the bed, the mita, even if you're miyachad it, you set it aside to hold money on it, and even if before Shabbos, during the week, you once put money on it, so it wasn't just a hasmana that you decided to set it aside to store money on it, but you actually once used it for that. You put money on it before Shabbos, as long as the money was off before Shabbos, before Ben Hashmosh, the beginning of Shabbos, it's not a basis and it's not muksa. The Rama says, the Arishanim, who say that in such a case, it's usr, if you're miyachad it, and you one time if you used it to hold money or to hold muks on it, even if that muks is off by Shabbos, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, now this mita becomes muksa because it's meant to hold money on it. And therefore the Rama says, Asa Matalto Kishamai is a wallet, even if it currently has no money in it, as long as you once used it to hold money on it before Shabbos, money in it before Shabbos, it becomes muksa. And the Mishnah Berurah says that many Paiskim say that if it becomes muksa in such a fashion, it gets a din of the money that's meant to hold, and it's us to move even tzarakuf mekame. The Rama goes on and says that wallet is mutter to move a tzarakuf mekame, because it only gets a din of klishim lach l'isser. Which the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why the Rama goes like this is possibly because a wallet, you don't just have money in it, use it to hold other things that do not have the same chomer, the same din muksa as money. And therefore, wallet will be mutter tzarakuf mekame, becomes a regular klishim lach l'isser. Now, the Rama says the only way to change the status that the wallet no longer have din of muksa, of its own klish malach l'isser, just because it's mental money, is if you do a maisa to change it. Like you cut it open and do something to change it, and now it's no longer fit to hold money in it. But the fact that you decide to stop using it for money, that will not make it a no longer klish malach l'isser, and will no longer make it, will not make it no longer muksa. The only thing that could change the status that should no longer be a klish malach l'isser is if you do a physical pool on it. Similar, the Rama says if you have a pocket in your clothing that has money in it, so the clothing is not meant to hold money, the pocket possibly is, the rest of the beged is mutter to wear, even the pocket, it's only going to be muksa if it had money in it, Ben Hashmosh, but the money was out of it before Ben Hashmosh, even the pocket is not going to be muksa on Shabbos.